Welcome to Coda Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and this is a real quick one today. I just want to talk about how Chrome, or you might be having issues at least, in Chrome with .dev domains. I think back in like September 2017 that as of Chrome 63.dev domains will be redirected to HTTPS automatically. Now for you working locally, some people do use .dev domains for doing development locally. Now this may cause some issues as however you might have your .dev domains set up and your sites, you might not be using HTTPS during local development. So this is going to be a big problem because next thing you have pages that can't load, things like that. So yes, if you've got Chrome 63, you can have this issue. If you have anything previous, eventually when you update, you're going to run into this issue. So what can you do to get around it? Well, the easy way is support HTTPS, but there is actually a reserved TLD called .test that you can use that is specifically reserved for local development testing or development testing. So you can use that and it won't do anything with it. The browser should support the restriction to not use that anywhere as a TLD or do anything special with it. So it's very much an untouched TLD. But you can also use .local, which I know a lot of people do use. That's a handy alternative. So now it's when I'm recording this, it is the 31st of January. I had to check, it's going quick this year so far. But basically what's been announced is from, I think it was December, Chrome 63 came out is when it would start to affect people. But the alternatives are there. So the thing is, I don't think it's been as well publicized that it's going to be doing this as it probably could be, but it's something to know. So if you're having those issues and you've had to work around it, that is the reason behind it. Now, it can cause you some grief. I feel most people will kind of find a way to work around that when they first started encountering it. They may have done a Google or something like that, but there are some times when you're just like, I have no idea why my machine's breaking now, what's going on? Very much like when you're developing with node modules, next thing something doesn't work, oh, I've just got to NPM install or even just RMRF and node modules and reinstall it all again. So it's one of those things that you just should be aware of to note that if you are doing anything with .dev domains locally, you need to support HTTPS or switch to some other TLD to resolve that issue where it's going to automatically change you from HTTP to HTTPS. That's all I really got for this one. If you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, please do let me know. If you're watching this on YouTube, please comment in the comment section below. And if you are enjoying the channel, please subscribe and like. That'd be awesome. If you're listening to it in iTunes, please do check out the YouTube channel. You can find it at youtube.com/CodaCatchUp or just search for CodaCatchUp on YouTube, as well as leaving a rating and review in iTunes. That would be great. But other than that, we'll catch you next one. Bye. We'll be right back.